to introduce you to Joana Andrade from SPEA, Society for the Protection and Study of Birds. SPEA has been working in this region for already a few years, and last year they presented a proposal that we've supported to do a comparison of marine ecosystem services and their values in two areas, one in this region, so basically the MPA of Berlengas, and another area further north, closer to Aveiro, that is not an MPA yet, but...
It's already, yet.
Oh, yeah, it was just recently.
2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is the degree
line. I was saving that for
you. So. Okay. But just before Joana explains a little bit more about the project, after Joana, Joana talks about the work that the SPEA has been doing here, and you guys have the chance to chat with her as well, we'll do Rita's Rita's pitch here as well on the fisheries co-management project of WWF. So instead of three stops, we'll just do two, and so two presentations here, and then the next stop we'll do the third presentation, and we'll have a little break here again as well instead of doing the other one. So just logistics for everybody. Joana, go ahead.
Okay. Nice to meet you all. Welcome to Portugal and also to Peniche. I know that you've been in Nazaré before. I hope you'd like it. Well, just to give you a quick overview about SPEA work in general, SPEA is the Portuguese Society for the Study of Birds that was born in 93 with the goal to study and to work on the conservation of birds and their habitats. Since 1999, SPEA joined the BirdLife International Partnership, so since that time we've been the Portuguese BirdLife partner. The work in the marine area regarding the marine conservation issues started in 2004, and here in Berlengas was one of the areas that we've been started to work with the seabirds. At that time we started a LIFE project to study the birds that nest in these islands, to see if we could know a little more about the distribution of these species at sea, in order to get information and data to design and identify those areas at sea. So SPEA works with important bird areas, and the criteria to establish these areas are the same to establish SPAs, the Special Protection Areas under the Natura 2000 network. In 2008, we identified those areas in the Portuguese mainland and also in Azores and Madeira. And the first area that was designated as an SPA was Berlengas Island in 2012. More recently, we continued to work and to try to push the government to declare the other areas also as SPAs. And a few days ago, we managed to do it. So this is the first. This is the first battle that we won. But the hard work it's now, because we need to promote the implementation of management plans for these areas, along working with the stakeholders, because they are the ones that are going to be implementing those measures. So it's really important to continue the work there. Talking a little bit more about the project that we started last year with the support of Gulbenkian Oceans Initiative. I also have here a leaflet. You can just, if you want to take one with some information, more specific information about the project. But it was really good for us to be able to start working with the marine ecosystem services, because until now we didn't have the capacity to have someone dedicated to this issue. And so our goal with this project was and is to try to see firstly to identify and do all the characterization of the kind of marine ecosystem services that these areas can provide. How can we assess uh, this these services, and also what can we do to develop a methodology to do that for other areas. So the idea was to compare two areas, an SPA and another area that should be designated as SPA, to see if we can manage to check if the designation of these areas are pushing or not these services that these areas can provide. Our project is very focused on working with stakeholders. So since from the beginning, when we started to identify the marine ecosystem services, we've been working in both areas with local stakeholders to see what they think about this. It's not very easy for them to identify immediately these services, because they think this is a very complex thing. But it's been really interesting to see how they have been involved in this issue. Also, the differences between the group that is working in the Aveiro region, which is a little bit north, and also here in Berlengas. From our point of view, the group from the north has been more active, engaged in this project, probably because in this area, in Berlengas area, the stakeholders are already very engaged with a lot of other things, and they are getting a little bit tired of going to meetings and, everything happens in this area. So the experience is being very positive in Aveiro. For this project, we also have as partners the Coastal Action Groups. I think the FLAGS are the name of these groups in English. And this has been a really good experience for us and as an NGO to work with these groups, because until now, we didn't have any relationship. Sometimes it's really hard to get to them. And in these two areas, we've been working very close with them. They are partners of this project. They are very involved. And I think this is going to be very useful for the future to start work regarding the management plans for these SPAs with them, because they are also very strong representative of the communities, the local communities. Let me just thank to Gulbenkian Oceans Initiative for this support. It's been very important for us to have this support to work in this area. Do you have any question? Have you seen the island?
From the bus.
From the bus.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
In the stakeholder